StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined by Ellie Ruffridge, who is a senior at Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon High School. And of course, today, November 8th, Election Day, I've elected to take a few minutes to visit with Ellie about her upcoming senior season in basketball. And Ellie, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. You know, I was thinking about this interview, and I just wonder to myself, has the realization hit you yet? You know, you've had a few months of your senior year under your belt, but now yesterday, Monday the 7th, was the first day of basketball season practice. Has it really set in that this is it for my high school career?
You know, it has. The last couple of weeks, you know, since volleyball and cross country has been done, a lot of my teammates and friends have been talking about it and just like, we can't believe it that this is our last season playing together, and we really want to make this season one that nobody will forget, and we're just excited to get going and playing Indian basketball again.
Let's talk about the summer months now. What did you do over the summer preparing for your final year?
Well, over the summer, I played for All Iowa Tech. It's an AAU program in Ames, Iowa, and I got to play with probably some of the best basketball players in Iowa, and we got to travel, you know, all over the nation playing the best players in all over the nation, and you know, it's just a great experience to get out, travel, and play against the best basketball players. We did that. And then also we had skills for our high school team Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we'd get together on Sundays and scrimmage against each other. Hmm. But for the most part, you know, every day, you know, besides probably Sunday, I was in the gym for maybe 3 to 4 hours a day, just continuing to raise my game to the next level, preparing for my senior season.
Yeah, let's talk about that next level too, which for you will be Springfield, Missouri, Missouri State. You were down there just a month ago, your dad told me. It's getting closer and closer, and now just tomorrow, as we record this on Tuesday, November 8th, is actually you're going to sign the National Letter of Intent. That's got to be exciting.
I'm so excited. It's pretty special.
Big time. I mean, this is this is big time college women's basketball. And I have to go back to your attack team that you play in the AAU. When you play this caliber of competition in so many games, what does that do for your confidence and your feeling of ability out there on the court?
It definitely raises your confidence. You know, at first, when college coaches start to come and watch you, you know, it's exciting because you're like, oh my gosh, there's college coaches watching, you know. This is, you know, this could be my future. But, you know, as you continue to play, you don't really concentrate and know that they're there. You know, you just go out and play the game. Your mindset is just on the game of basketball. You can't think about what other people are thinking of you or, you know, oh, my gosh, I need to impress this coach or whatever. But, you know, for me, I always go out and play, you know, with ball on my mind, mm-hmm. Nothing else. You know, just young girls can't really think about that. Yeah, getting to that college level is very important and very special, but, you know, just have fun with it and enjoy the process.
You know, one thing I've noticed about you, Ellie, is when I first met you, I remember you as a little kid, but meeting you as a freshman and seeing the poise and the confidence with you, not only on the court, but off the court, because you drew so much attention that freshman year and especially your sophomore season reaching state, and you get all the microphones in front of you and all the television cameras want a part of you. You handle that with such grace. I mean, I've just always have been impressed with your poise and your ability to handle all of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that? Because this year as a senior now, a lot of I know you don't want to draw all the attention. You will always be quick to give credit to your coaching staff and your teammates. But yet, there will always be the attention to you, the 2016 Gatorade Player of the Year for the state of Iowa. How do you handle that? And myself and everybody asking you, chasing the career scoring record, another state championship. How do you find, you know, the ability to just handle all of that and still play the game you love?
I give a lot of credit to, again, my coaches, my teammates, but a lot of it from my parents. They've really had a huge impact on my life, and they've always taught me, you know, to stay humble and work hard and, you know, just to value every opportunity that comes in my life. And, you know, last year, my team, we climbed a mountain, but it's time to climb another one. So we're going to do whatever it takes to get back to that championship game and win another title. So, I don't know, I've always loved competition and the challenge, and, you know, I rise up to the occasion with my teammates, and we get it done.
Well, you certainly have gotten it done. I mean, my goodness, I look at 79 games in your high school career, 21-4 as a freshman, setting a freshman scoring record, 25-2, losing the title game to Nevada. You set a sophomore scoring record. Last year, undefeated in 27 games, state champion. So let me just get to the, I'll get the question out of the way now. Deb Remedy's scoring mark. I'm sorry, Ellie, but I got to bring it up. Now, seriously, I mean, what would that mean to you if you reach that goal and eclipse her mark set by such a terrific player in her day?
You know, if it happens, it happens. Just having my name mentioned with Deb Remedy is an honor to me. But the main thing is, for me, is to go out and play with my team. And the only stat that really matters is a win. If I would perhaps get the scoring record, it'd be really special. Obviously, I'm striving for it. It's a goal of mine. But I put it in the back of my head and don't think about it. Like I said before, I just go out and play the game that I love. And, you know, give it all that I got. And whatever the outcome, you know, nobody can take away the hard work or, you know, the success that I've had. So
yeah, and I know you've put in countless hours. And it's funny, you know, my kids are in 7th grade, 6th, and 2nd grade. And they know who Ellie Ruffridge is. I mean, there's so many people, they know Ellie Ruffridge. And Ellie, you know, such great words from you and so mature. I'm always impressed. Let's get away from the serious side. Let's have some fun right now, because what is your favorite subject in school?
Oh, gosh. Obviously, I love PE, but a more educational subject, I would say mine would probably have to be, I like social studies, like the history, learning about all that, and I like writing.
Okay, so. Very interesting. And have you chosen a major, or are you thinking about a major when you attend Missouri State?
When I go to Missouri State, I'm just going to be undecided, but
okay.
Definitely something with athletics, mm-hmm. sports. So, like, sports management or coaching, okay. Exercise science, sure. I'm still deciding.
You know, you mentioned how you're working all the time, and Sunday might be just a day of rest, maybe. What do you do on that day to just kick back for a little bit?
Well, Sunday is honestly my least favorite day of the week, because it's all homework. You know, on Sundays, I watch Cowboy football, go boys, and then rest.
You get some rest in there sometime. You're a happy camper in the NFL this year. Prescott and Elliott, they're doing quite the job. Is Tony Romo ever going to take another snap for the Cowboys?
I don't know. I like Dak. He's doing awesome. So well, hopefully they can keep it up and make a Super Bowl appearance.
Well, we'll have to see. I'm a Vikings fan, and we'll I know they play, those two teams, they play at Minneapolis here. Maybe that could be an early Christmas gift from Mom and Dad. Hint, hint, if they can take you to a Cowboys game. That's if you have time, of course. Well,
yeah.
I know you have a lot of things on your planner. I thank you so much for your time joining us here at StormLakeRadio.com. Can't wait to see you play from time to time during the regular season and, of course, in the postseason. Ellie Ruffridge, Sean, tomorrow, November 9th, signing her national letter of intent to attend Missouri State and joining us today at Storm Lake Radio. Thanks so much, Ellie. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always tune in for more interviews on our website under the Sports tab, the Coach's Corner, or on-demand audio section at StormLakeRadio.com.